What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
Trust is essential in your business if you're going to succeed. Welcome, everybody. Today's show is all about who can you trust in business? I'm your host, Christine McIver. I am a business optimization expert, the CEO of Inspired Choices Network, Summits Publishing, and so much more. And I'm thrilled to have you here so I can share with you what I know about business and about trust. I'm going to share with you some stories about my own journey, about clients' journeys, and about where we can really change the way that we're operating so we're more successful. And trust is such a key element in that. So we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And if you have any comments or questions, wherever you're at, you can find us there or on your favorite podcasting and TV platforms. Just go look for us. Search Inspired Choices for Business Growth and my name, Christine McIver, and you will definitely find these episodes. So let's get into the show. I'm just going to read the show notes for you and then we're off. So trust is a cornerstone of every and any successful business relationship. But how do you know who to trust? In this episode, we're going to dive into critical topics of trust in business, and we're going to explore how to build trust with your team, your clients, your partners, while learning how to protect yourself from those who may not have your best interests at heart. We're going to talk about valuable insights, cultivating strong, strong, trustworthy relationships, and how that will support your business success. So, when I'm thinking about this show, I was thinking about bringing it to you and what I wanted to share. Whenever we say the word trust, what comes in very quickly into our mind is the negative counterbalance of that, I can't trust somebody. And a lot of people, what they do is they start to go down that negative road of, I got to watch out for this one. I got to protect myself from this one. And my not favorite word, boundaries. I need to have boundaries up with people. And what I know to be true is we need to absolutely have aspects of our business set up to build trust, to cultivate trust, to ensure that we are making choices that are helping us to grow. But whenever we are coming at it from a, I got to watch these people, I've got to be careful, I've got to look out for those people that are not trustworthy, we're actually coming from a negative perspective and we're looking for problems. We're looking for problems. When we're doing that, we're really narrowing our focus. And in fact, and I've talked to you about this in the past, we're also narrowing what we're allowing to come forward. So whenever you're putting up boundaries, I absolutely can't stand this word, and I've explained it several times, but whenever you're putting up boundaries, you are excluding and blocking out what you think is maybe one area or one person, but when in actual fact, what you end up doing is energetically, you can't block out just certain energies. You end up actually blocking out and putting up boundaries to receiving in all sorts of different ways. And the most critical area, and this area is the one that you need to be able to cultivate trust, is your area of awareness. Being in business, whether you want to understand this or not, we all have a gut instinct. That's where our awareness resides. Your body has sensory systems that are going off all of the time. If you want to learn more about your body and you want to learn more about, you know, awareness and intuition, there's a number of hosts here on the network. You can tune into their shows. One of the hosts is Danielle Carter. She's brilliant at really leading you into understanding that in much more depth. For today's show, I really want to tell you about how crucial your awareness is and your intuition is for trust. So for you to be able to understand what people are choosing, what people that you can trust, what people you need to be more aware of, have your sensory systems up even higher, you need to remove boundaries and allow all the information to come to you, to have all of your awareness be available to you. So how many of you are putting up boundaries and actually removing your access to your awareness? How often have you said, when something has maybe gone down the wrong path, oh my God, I should have known that. Or, you know what, I knew that, but I wasn't paying attention. Well, that may be true. And if you're in fear, if you've got your, I've got to watch out, I got to watch out, and you're putting up boundaries, you're actually stopping your awareness. Now, the most critical aspect of trust in business and awareness is you trusting you. If you don't cultivate how to trust you first, you're going to always be in the space of worry and doubt. And the interesting thing is, the number one thing that can keep you from trusting you is doubting you. Now, if you are someone who is, you're kind of at the beginning of the journey in this type of thing, and you are concerned about trusting yourself, or you're concerned about doubt is flooding you time and time again, that's okay. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can start right now. The important thing is to understand that cultivating a relationship with yourself and being in self-awareness, and self-awareness is kind of like, you know, you're standing behind you, just get the energy of you behind you, watching you, and where you're getting triggered, where you go into worry, and taking note of that. Now, this can be as simply as at the end of your day, making a note to yourself where you felt confident or where you went into doubt. Start there. That's a really simple, simple place to begin, is just take some time, just take 5 minutes and acknowledge, oh, when I spoke to that person, when I was having a conversation with this person, when I was doing this sales call, when I was being interviewed, when I was working on my projects, when I was answering emails, the way I answered that email. Just check in. How much doubt is flooding you when you are operating day to day in your business? Pay attention to that. If this seems to be a reoccurring issue where doubt is quite heavy for you, I strongly suggest, if you'd like to get through this quickly, is absolutely hire a coach that can support you and really look at things from a very broad perspective that you might not be aware of, that you might not be seeing. And I say this all the time, the best thing I ever did was hire a coach. It helped me to grow me faster and absolutely grow my business faster. I know that where I am today in my business, I probably would have reached this point at least 5, if not 7 years sooner if I'd have had a coach. And that would have made a huge difference in my life. But here I am. I'm just glad I'm here now. I strongly encourage everyone to have a coach, and don't hire a coach that doesn't have a coach themselves. I have a coach and I work with a coach all of the time so I can continue to grow and stay on my toes. So let's get back to the doubt piece. If you are in doubt of yourself, you are going to be operating from a space of not trusting you. If you have not cultivated trusting yourself, how in the world are you going to be able to have the evaluation within you, the awareness, the intuition fine-tuned to be able to receive when you can't trust someone else? It doesn't work. You will go into second guessing yourself. You will be hoping and praying that something will work well. And it's so interesting, you know, in my own experience, over the years, I have hired individuals to work with me in the business. I've hired consultants, and I can see very clearly at different stages in my business journey where I wasn't trusting myself, and I cut off my awareness to what the other individual was able to deliver to me, and whether or not this was someone that was going to be a contribution in my business and really follow through on what they said that they could provide. Now, someone saying they can do something or they can't do something, you know, that's a matter of whether they can trust themselves or not, right? We come back again to the individual. When I was in human resources and I would interview people for a job, I could tell very clearly my intuition would be very, very strong when someone said, this is what I can do, this is what I can do. It might be on a piece of paper, but when I was really communicating with them, I could pick up the energy of their insecurity, of their doubt within themselves. So they were sharing that I should trust them and what they were saying. And all the while, the energy behind that was, I hope that she chooses me. I hope they hire me. And then I'm going to do my damnedest to deliver. Well, here's the thing. That might work for some companies. And I might have even said to some individuals, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how confident are you in delivering this aspect of the job? And if they said 8, I'd ask for the why. Why would they, do they feel that? What examples do they have? Or if they said 3, again, I would delve a little bit more into the questioning. When you're looking at hiring someone in your business, when you're looking at even saying yes to a client opportunity to work with you and hire you, don't eliminate your awareness. Don't turn off your intuition about whether it's true that they can deliver what they're saying, or they're going to work in collaboration with you in the way that they are saying, or that they have doubt within themselves. I want to encourage you deeply to spend some time in asking yourself some more questions about this, asking yourself, is this really true? When someone delivers information to you, just in your mind, just ask, is this really true? Now, you don't have to have the why it is or the why it isn't, but allow yourself to trust in the response that you receive when you ask this question. When you begin to do this, or continue to do this each and every day with all of your interactions, it's going to inform you. Now, one of the biggest things I want you to do is I want you to understand that the universe has your back and the universe wants you to be successful. The universe wants to deliver everything to you. Your part in this is really getting clear with the information being provided. And when someone is speaking to you, when someone is communicating with you, it's your job to really read the energy on this. It's your job to listen to yourself. When we begin to cultivate our intuition and listening to that intuition, when we develop the trust of our own listening to that, that's where we can utilize that tool for cultivating relationships with others, both within our business and in our lives. So these beginning aspects, I really want you to spend some time thinking about this. I would love for you to start to write some of this down. We're going to go a little bit deeper into the rest of the show about this, but these are the cornerstones of trust. These are the cornerstones of you learning to trust you. There's a lot more that I want to share with you, and we'll do this after our break. So you are listening to the Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I'm your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, Business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yes, back to the program, everyone. Yes, you're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth, and I am your host, Christine McIver. Our home platform is inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. So as I said before, you can connect with us, listen to our shows on your favorite podcast platform or your video streaming platform. We have over 350 platforms. You can't miss us. Okay, so let's get back into this. So in the first segment, we were talking about trust being essential in your business if you're going to succeed. I can't go on and on and on about that enough. It is critical. It is absolutely critical for you to have trust. It is your guiding wand to move through business, to move through the challenges in growing yourself, growing your relationships, growing partnerships. It is so, so critical. This is a show that I would suspect most people need to listen to several times. But even if you're just listening to it once, definitely please make your notes. We also talked about when we're putting up boundaries, how we're excluding the energies that are going to be given to us to assist us in awareness of trust, of who we should be trusting and who we should be more cautious with. Don't put up the boundaries, allow yourself to receive everything, but put other things in place to inform you around what works for you and what doesn't and how you can cultivate the trust. It's so important that we develop this trust, but most importantly, that we develop trusting ourselves. When we're not trusting ourselves, then we're going into doubt. We turn off our awareness and we turn off our ability to learn how to access the information to whether we should trust others or not. When you have doubt in your reality, and I was like this, when I first started to learn about intuition and awareness, I really was like a lot of people out there where I didn't believe I had that ability. I heard people actually say when I was first in this world, I heard people talk about having the gift of intuition, having the gift of awareness, having a psychic gift. And because I didn't trust myself, because I doubted myself, my response would be, oh, I don't have that gift. Because a gift is something that's given to you, right? But I thought there was, you were either given it or you were not. That, finally, I came to understand is it's an ability that each and every human has access to. Now, there are things that we each need to do to cultivate that, to strengthen that, to learn how to tune into it. It's not a gift in so much as you have it or you don't have it. Please understand this. So when I first started to get exposed to intuition and I would just automatically believe, before I would even try to connect into it, I would automatically believe that, oh, I don't have it. I would doubt the information that I was receiving. And it was nearly like, if you can imagine, like the information came in and right behind it, I would receive it. And 2 seconds later, doubt would come in behind it. It was intense how loud doubt was in my world. And I went years trying, I'm doing quotations around that word, I went years trying to cultivate intuition. Well, everybody around me seemed to get it. Anybody else have that story? Everybody else around me seemed to get it, and I couldn't get it. It was, oh, no, I can't get it. No, I'm not good at that. Oh, no, I, you know what, I don't have that gift. I, you know what, I should just go back to doing what I do. And oh my gosh, that was so loud. And I came to understand that I was receiving the information, but I was buying that doubt was the stronger, the truer voice, as it were, within me. And later on, it was interesting. This was years ago. I actually created a three-part class all about doubt. And as I was moving in towards creating that, I really started to get that doubt was trying to communicate with me as well. Doubt was actually trying to catch my attention so that I would turn around and focus on removing the doubt and strengthening my trust within myself. Doubt doesn't have to be a negative Nancy. Doubt can be a flag that says, hey, we need a little bit of focus over here. Now that's the short and the long of that, but it really does become an important milestone in you understanding where you need to focus. So if you have doubt in your world, if you doubt your trust, and you have backup because you've hired people and then they were no good and you didn't trust yourself, like you were wrong, and then you turn around, it's just like this big circle, right, that happens. Oh, see, you hired this person and they did you dirty, and then you thought you could trust yourself and you couldn't. See, you really are terrible at this. You know, oh, see, I should have listened to the doubt because I don't know what I'm doing. Like, this can get so incredibly loud, right? I encourage you to start small. I encourage you to practice with small things that you can begin to cultivate your trust and allow yourself to learn from your choices and maybe step back and go, okay, what was it about that relationship that I missed? And why did I miss that? Was I wishing and hoping that it would work out really well? Were they a very inexpensive individual that it wasn't going to cost me as much money, and I was just hoping and praying I didn't have to pay more money for another employee? Was it they're easy and I don't have to train them, or wow, this client, you know, they've already done it before. They, you know, I can just rush through things. I don't have to spend as much time or energy on them. Your interference can actually inform you around what it was that actually had you turn off your awareness, and use that as an invitation to grow. Don't use that to reinforce the negative thoughts in your mind that keep the doubt driving the bus. Doubt is there as your companion to teach you how to cultivate trust, not to stop you. And again, that's your choice. Are you willing to use all the tools that come to you, or are you only willing to say, see, I was right? I really hope that you will allow yourself to receive this information so that it can inform you and that it can show you, hey, we need some attention over here. You know, over the years, I've worked with so many clients. And I have some clients that I've been coaching on and off for years about different areas of their life, because I've done lots of personal coaching in addition to the business coaching. And a number of times clients would say to me, why am I going through this with this area again? Why am I challenged again with this? I thought we finished that. I thought we did that work, you know, years ago or last year or whatever the case may be. And what I've come to understand is that we're able to move through an area of our growth in a particular segment of our lives to the point that we're able to, that we have the skill set and that we are able to move through it. And as we grow, there may be new layers that come in those particular areas that require our attention to go farther again and again. You know, there are just a few primary areas in our life where we focus. We focus on relationships. We focus on our self-worth. We focus on money. We focus on love. And those areas, we can continue to learn more and more and more about. I don't think we're ever done. I think that there's always a more depth that we can get through in each of these areas. And as we grow and evolve and up-level ourselves, we are informed about another layer within these primary areas. So try not to criticize yourself. Try not to get frustrated, but ask more questions about this. So when we're looking at trust and we understand that trusting ourselves is the first critical step, we receive the information about someone else or a relationship, right? We want to start to ask more questions. We want to start to ask more questions so our intuition can kind of fine tune. Like if you imagine it's a radio station, remember the dials, right? You can dial it in a little bit deeper. When I was working with a coach a number of years ago, I was looking at when I'm connecting with a client, a prospect rather, really looking at, is this the person that's the right fit for me? And I made a list of questions, energetic questions to ask, like after I had the initial conversation with them, to ask, and trusted my intuition. So I'm going to share some of these questions with you, okay? So the first thing, whether this is a staff member or this is a prospective client or partner, the very first question is, does this person listen? If the person doesn't listen, how are they going to understand what it is that you require? And when you are guiding them or you are informing them or you are, you know, really trying to serve something, a product or service with them, if they don't listen, they may miss exactly what it is that you're delivering. And each of these questions can actually stop the relationship and spoil the relationship. So that's why these questions really start to inform you. Does this person know how to be a team player? Again, they don't have to be an employee. A partnership, a client, a customer is a team player because together you're creating something. Does this person know how to be committed, right? Are they just doing it on the fly or are they someone that does know how to be committed? I remember I had a client, a coaching client once, and he connected with me. We would do the sessions in person at the time. And he came in on the third of 10 sessions and said, okay, tell me what to do. And I said, well, that's not my role as your coach. My role as your coach is to support you and you to show me where you want to focus. And he said, no, I'm paying you to tell me what to do. And it was very, very interesting. And I explained it a little further and he was adamant. And I said, well, I guess we're done, because that was not how the relationship, the coaching relationship was set up to go. I wasn't a consultant. I wasn't his boss. I was his coach. And so that informed me that this person wasn't committed to the process, that they just wanted to pay money and have somebody else do the work. That's not how coaching works. Another question is, are they able to be a strategic partner and business owner? So again, whether it's someone who is working for you, working with you, or someone that is a client, you want them to be a strategic business owner. You want them to own the process. You want them to own the strategy that you develop together, because their energy and their commitment will actually help it to be more successful. Do they desire to be excellent at what they do with their message and their execution? Imagine that. Do you want to work with someone that is excellent? Get the energy. If you get that, no, they're not somebody, they're just kind of dialing it in. Now you've got information to decide, is this somebody who I want to continue to work with? Will they champion what we're doing together? Or will they really rain on the parade? Will they champion what we do together? Is this person magnetic? Is this person someone who's showing up? They've got their energy clear. They're clear about what they want to create in the world and how they want to be in the world. If they're magnetic, they're going to draw more things to them and to your business and your business relationship. Is this person kind? Really check on that, my friends. In most relationships where you feel you shouldn't have trusted that person, there's often the energy of unkindness that you may not have picked up on. So ask that, is this person kind? Do they have generosity of spirit? Is this an important relationship to them? Is this an important thing that they are committed to doing their very best in? Generosity of spirit will help to cover that. And do they have radical responsibility? In other words, do they take their responsibility in the relationship seriously? Those few questions can start to inform you. Your intuition will start to peak when you are asking those very pointed questions. And that is going to help you to understand whether this is someone that you can trust. Now, you may not get an absolute yes or no, but that you're going to start to receive more information that you're going to be able to ask more questions about. Okay, that was a lot of information. And I hope you wrote those questions down. If not, please go back and listen. Write them down. Keep them for yourself. I have them right here beside me whenever I'm going to connect in with someone that I'm really checking in after the conversation to see what is it that I maybe missed? What is it that I can confirm absolutely or no? Because even with you receiving a new customer or a client, when you remove the I need the money piece, or I really need something to do, or this is crucial, or otherwise I'm going to go bankrupt, when you remove that, allowing the information to inform you, you're trusting yourself and you're guiding yourself to more success. Remember what I said at the beginning, the universe has your back and is here to support you to succeed. Don't buy into those doubts, even the information about money and I need this and so on and so forth. That can lead you down the path, as it did me, as it has done most business owners. It can lead you down the path of really wanting to work with someone for the wrong reasons. Okay, we are up to our next break of the show. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth with Christine McIver. That's me. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around. We've got more for you right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine at christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. Yes, today we are talking all about who can you trust in business. And my big question to you is, can you trust you in business? If you're just joining us, or if you haven't been deeply listening, please go back and listen to the first two segments of the show. Really critical to cultivate trusting in you and the tools that you can utilize to increase your ability to trust you and to learn to trust others or to understand where they're coming from. Now, before we get back in, I just want to say, if you're enjoying this show, I would be grateful for you to go over to iTunes, give me a 5-star review, just search Inspired Choices for Business Growth, Christine McIver, and giving me a 5-star review and leaving your comments will make the world of difference for this information to get out to others. And of course, you can directly share this episode with others. There's links everywhere that you can do that. But the biggest piece is that, you know, what's on my heart is to support people to enjoy business. I love business. I love doing business. I feel like when I'm doing business, I'm playing. As a little girl, that was the primary thing that I played. I played business. I went into my father's office. I walked around with his briefcase. I picked up the phone. And I really thought that was doing business. Well, it was just a signal for the direction that I was going to go in. So many people struggle in business, and my desire is to show people how business can be pleasurable. And learning some of these tools that I share on this show, and I've been sharing for the last 14 years, is so, so important for you to understand that business and pleasure do not have to be exclusive. They can go hand in hand. And what I share is my target to try to support you to have more and more pleasure in your business. So I would be grateful if you could do that. Thank you. Now, tonight we're talking about trust and who can you trust in business. So I've really been focusing on, first and foremost, learning how to trust yourself and the tools that are available to you that I strongly encourage you to utilize to grow that ability to read the trust within yourself, and then to utilize that skill and utilize it when you are communicating with others. Now, before we went to break, I gave you a list of some energetic questions to ask to inform you so that you can receive more information from your intuition about whether you can trust someone else or not. Another piece of the puzzle in learning to trust people in business and who can you trust, there's not a black and white list out there that says who you can and who you cannot trust. Understand that each relationship is unique. While someone may not feel like they had a relationship, they had an encounter with someone, that person, quote unquote, you know, backstabbed them or they ripped them off, that was that person's individual relationship with the other. That doesn't mean automatically that you're going to have that same experience with that individual, right? That doesn't mean that that's the way they operate from all the time and will forever and ever. People make mistakes. People learn to grow. People are, I think, for the most part, desiring to become a better and better person, better and better human all of the time. So I would like you to suspend your judgments based on someone else's experience. And I would also like you to receive the information from other people, from other people's experience, and utilize it if it, quote unquote, reads for you. Read the energy of that. Does that, again, just asking the very simple question, is that true for me? When you get, you know, if you ask the question, is that true for me, and it feels true to you, keep that in the forefront of your mind when you're connecting with this person. You don't have to just black and white someone. As I said, you don't have to just say, no, you know what, I got a hit, that person's not trustworthy. Have a conversation. Put your barriers down, suspend your doubt, remove the boundaries, and allow yourself to be in communication with that person. Allow yourself to receive information. I'll tell you, about 3 months ago, I had someone reach out to me. They were interested in working with myself, my company, and our team. And we were having a conversation. And everything felt really clear. The energy was very clear. We were having a great conversation back and forth. It was interesting. They sounded like an expanding company. They sounded like they were quite present. They understood what we did, and it was going really, really well. And then they said something that I had not really heard of before, didn't understand it to the depth that it clicked in that conversation. And what they said is, oh, yeah, we would love to partner with you. And we would love to, you know, they went on and on and on and said they'd love to partner. Well, in the past, my experience had been up to that point, partnering with me and our company was hiring us and working with what we offered in as a contribution to their business. But something started to niggle at me after this person said that. And I'm like, what is that? You know, I was like still trying to be very present, but I'm like, what is that? And all of a sudden it dinged in my head. Thankfully, I was willing to be open to receive that information. And what they actually meant when they used the word partner, in so many business situations today, people are using the word partner or joint venture. They're using that word or those words, and what they're actually replacing it, what it used to be called, is bartering or trading. So this individual, I felt after that conversation, I nearly felt slimed, because what they were presenting and what they actually meant after the fact was they wanted me to take them up on what they did, and then they would take me up on what we did, but there would be no monetary exchange. Now, understand, I didn't have a need for what they were doing. At no point did they give me reasons why this would be a benefit to me and my company. It just felt like I was being played. And I don't have any judgments around what they are choosing, but I'm very, very grateful that I allowed myself to be informed of the truth. Because I could have continued on and said, oh, that sounds great. You know, what do we do to get started? And so on. I could have invested a lot of time and energy into it. And if I had gone down that path with them and then decided, oh, I didn't know that's what you meant. No, 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 no. That's not what we're going to do. I could have actually impacted my business and my business relationships with other people, depending on how they would respond. I hope that makes sense to you. So allowing yourself to be open and be really present with what someone is saying and being clear about what things mean, that's going to inform you to whether you can trust what they're saying or what they're saying isn't clear enough and it isn't in alignment with what you choose to do in your business. So that's extremely important, that you are very clear about how you operate your business, what works for you in your business, what doesn't work for you in your business. You know, you need to have your financials in order. You need to understand what each and every aspect of your business costs you. So when you are coming to have a conversation with someone, whether you're going to say yes or no to working with them or having them work for you, you need to understand the aspects of your business so you have got all the information to see if that is actually going to be a fit for you. Now, here's a trick that I strongly encourage people to use is don't make an absolute yes or no answer right away when you're having a question with someone. Let them know, okay, I need to have some time to think about this. You know, give me a few days and I will get back to you. And then when you have the opportunity to be in a neutral space, that you're not tired, that you're rested, that you've had something to eat. Maybe you go out in nature and you go walking. When you're in nature and you're walking, nature can actually be such a contribution to inform you, because it takes away, it helps you to get really grounded, and it takes away the noise. And so when you start to ask questions about a particular area or a particular individual organization, it will give you the information faster. So definitely utilize that opportunity before you say yes or no to something. Okay, that's extremely, extremely important. All right, we are up to our final break of the show. This has gone very, very quickly as per. So you are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. I am your host, Christine McIver. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you'll stick around for our last segment. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to christine@christinemciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope you're enjoying this show. I'm enjoying bringing it to you. This is a topic that is so important for our success, and it's so important for our personal development as CEOs, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, whatever stage you're at in your business, however long you've been doing it, and however big your business is. This is a critical topic that needs to be fine-tuned again and again in my experience for my own business and for me working with other business owners. So please do lean in deep to what I'm suggesting today. So next week, before I finish out the show, I want you to know next week we're going to be talking about knowing when you're in over your head in business. And of course, this comes along with the trust piece as well. Trust is going to be a part of that, but I hope you'll join us for that show. So the last aspect that I want to talk about is how to protect yourself from those who may not have your best interest at heart. So you need to utilize all tools. Intuition is one of the tools. The other tools in business are maybe something you use, maybe there's some of these things you don't use, but these are extremely important. It doesn't matter how big or small your business is, you need to be, and I'm going to say it, you need to be a little bit more formal in your business. There's a lot of people that are starting up their business and they're trying to cultivate relationships like they're buddies, and they're not willing to formalize aspects of the relationship. What I'm going to say to you is, if you really care about having a strong relationship that is successful for everyone included, you have to be willing to formalize aspects of the relationship. It's critical. It's so, so critical. So each and every one of the people that I hire in my business, I have an agreement with them. Most of them have a signed formal agreement. I lay out very clearly what it is I expect from them, what they're going to receive from me, what it means in the business, you know, the confidentiality, the all of those different pieces. When I put that in place, I let them know just by putting that in place that I take this relationship seriously. I take their responsibility seriously, and I take my responsibility seriously. That's the first thing that that says. That also says that I am a serious business owner. I take what I do seriously, and if they're going to work for me, I expect them to do the same. That's the first thing. You want to also have client agreements in place. You want to have contracts, client agreements in place, no matter how big or how small, because people make choices sometimes by the seat of their pants. But when they see it laid out, they may actually say, no, this isn't the right thing for me. And even though that hurts and it might hit your bottom line and you might feel really upset, it's so important that they do this out of the gate, because you don't want to get invested in something and then have someone turn around and pull the rug out from under you and stop payments. And, you know, then it creates such animosity towards each other that you're putting energy into all this negative. That's not going to contribute to your business. And you want someone to really be invested, like I was talking about in that list in the second segment. You want someone to really be invested in the relationship, as you will be when you deliver to them. Another aspect of protecting yourself is being willing to have check-ins with, especially with your team members. Be willing to have check-ins with them. How are you doing? How are you enjoying things? Do you like the way that we do our training? Do you have any ideas? Is there anything that you need support on? Have regular check-ins with them. It could be a 10-minute conversation once a month. Don't allow them to hide when you maybe have a hint that there's something that they need support on or something that just feels off. Just be willing to have those conversations. And then the other conversations that are so, so critical, whether you are hiring people or you're working with other people, is be willing to have those courageous conversations. Now, if you just search courageous conversations here on Inspired Choices Network, you will find that I actually did 4 shows about different areas in our lives regarding courageous conversations. And I have had to have courageous conversations with individuals. And I say courageous because everybody says we don't want to have conflict. Well, you're going to have conflict if you don't get the air really, really clear. If something is bothering you, 9 times out of 10, there's something about that that is bothering the other party. Be willing to have courageous conversations. Be willing to be present, fully listen, and invite them to fully share where they're at with that, and be really clear about what you had agreed to in the beginning. And if that is changing, check in on, are they willing to go back to the original agreement? Does it work for you and for them to change the agreement? Or have you come to a place in the relationship where it no longer works? Be willing to grow yourself even when you're uncomfortable having those courageous conversations. You want to ensure that you are covering all the bases for success. Just like children like to know, you know, where they can go in their backyard and where they need to stop, people also want to understand where their room is within their operations with you and your business. This will create trust, especially on the other side of courageous conversations. People can trust that you will talk to them. People will be able to trust that you will listen to them. This is how you cultivate that intuition within yourself, and you honor relationships, and you learn from your relationships with others, your customers, your clients, your team members. This is where you learn about yourself and allow yourself to be informed as you move forward in your business. There's a lot of other tools, you know, standard operating procedures, annual biannual reviews. All of those aspects are important. But the first and foremost, as I said at the beginning of the show, is trusting you. That is critical if you're going to really grow yourself and grow these relationships of trust. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. I really do hope that you enjoyed the show. I hope you're going to learn to trust you even more. And please feel free to reach out, Christine at ChristineMciver.com. Until next week, remember, you can always make another choice. Bye, my friends.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.